This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
As we do traditionally this time of the week, we are joined by SABC Economics Editor Tsepo Mongai. A very good afternoon to you, Tsepo.
Good afternoon, Tommy, and to your listeners.
Perhaps let's start off with looking at developments in Nigeria. The food banks there are talking about cutting back on handouts. Talk to us about this, and exactly perhaps a good place to start is to talk about the handouts and the industry as far as food banks are concerned in Nigeria, and why they're now cutting back on that.
We know that Nigeria is struggling with hyperinflation, with inflation rising. I think the last number was around nearly 32% year on year in their rate of inflation increase. That's quite massive, simply because of the depreciation of the local currency. It has been decimated in recent months, if not years. It has lost so much value. So remember that most of the food bank are supported by donors. And because of the runaway inflation, the budget that some of the donors put aside to assist those food banks with money have not been able to keep up with the increase in the rate of inflation. So in other words, you end up with the same amount of money allocated to assist those who are in need, but only purchasing a fraction of what it used to buy a year ago. That's the risk of very high inflation in any economy. And this is what has many poor people. Obviously, with runaway inflation, you have employers cutting back, and you also have instances where the workers are demanding much higher salaries. And as a result, they will also increase whatever they are selling or producing. And you have a generalized inflation in the economy, which makes it extremely difficult for the poor who have very limited money to spend on food. So in other words, the value of the money gets eroded, and you have people and more people who are starving, literally starving, because they just cannot afford to buy food. Now, what they've introduced in one of the food banks in Lagos is that they only assist older women over 50 with food, because they believe that the younger ones can go out and make, you know, other means to secure food. So it's actually a crisis what's happening, especially with the inflation in Nigeria, and it's really starting to spread to many other areas of the economy, simply because, you know, what you think you have, it means absolutely nothing. In about an hour ago, MTN South Africa, their revenue plummeted by almost 70%, simply because the money that they've made in Nigeria is worthless, has lost so much value because of inflation and devaluation of the currency. So those are some of the challenges that we are looking at. And of course, here in South Africa, the governor has been quite consistent in that we need to avoid a runaway inflation, and they are using the monetary policy instrument to do that.
I'd like us to stay on the issue of food security, food availability. Britain here has come in with some trade finance, and this is not just for Nigeria, but they say they want to boost Africa food security. Talk to us about the dollar value of this, as well as this initiative.
Of course, food security is very important for the stability of any economy. And we have seen some areas of food insecurity flaring up in the sub-Saharan Africa, mainly because of course, after COVID-19, but the environment as well, because of global warming, the risks that the plants face, extreme weather impact, where you have flooding and extreme, high temperatures. All that has resulted in a threat to food security in the region. But also after the Russia-Ukraine war, and obviously to some extent the Middle East conflict between Palestine and Israel, makes it very difficult sometimes for farmers to secure some of the raw materials that are quite essential to produce whatever that they're planting, like fertilizers and so forth. So this will really help in securing those inputs that the agricultural sector need. And often they're not available internally. They have to be outsourced elsewhere and often at a high price. So this will help the agricultural sector and farmers. Remember that Africa largely is still dominated by subsistence farmers. To some extent commercial, but many people on the continent still produce for their own consumption.
I'd like to take a look at Senegal and the devaluation or the falling of the euro bonds. What is exactly happening there, and what are the circumstances that are leading to the fall?
A bit of a good news, I must say, where investors are actually showing that they're expressing confidence. It's a vote of confidence in that country with the appointment of the incoming President Faye, who has just been elected. And as a result, we've seen that the interest that that country pays, which the yield on their euro bond, have come down, meaning that that country is now paying less on the interest rates because the risks premium has actually come down. The investors are seeing that country as a less risky to invest in, so they are not charging a premium for the interest that the country is paying, simply because they believe that President Faye will bring in a much friendlier or investor-friendly economic policies. And that will help the economy to grow and attract more investments in Senegal.
And lastly, the analysts are expecting the South African Reserve Bank to keep the repo rate steady at 8.25% this week. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, the MPC will be meeting this week to deliberate on the rate decision, the next interest rate. They will go through a slew of recent economic data that will eventually inform their decision. Firstly, they will look at the economic growth, the recent numbers in economic growth, and they'll also look at the projections of economic growth. Primarily, they will look at inflation, some historical data, but they will also look at projections in terms of inflation expectations from various quarters of the economy. They will also look at spending and all other factors that weigh in on our economic growth, and there they will decide. But primarily, they will look at inflation. Where is inflation going? And they will also make an input with their own expectations based on all that data and decide on where inflation is expected to grow. And with that projection, they would be able to make a decision if indeed they should hike or leave the repo rate unchanged. But many economists who've also studied this recent economic data that the Reserve Bank will be going through from tomorrow, they say that they do not expect the interest rates to go down, not at this point. But the view is that, of course, in the future this year, we will see interest rates coming down. But there are still some risks to the inflation outlook. The risks emanate from, for example, I've spoken about global warming. That is the El Nino phenomenon, where we've seen some extreme high temperatures. And that is posing a significant risk to the plants, food production in a way, and that could result in some level of risk to the inflation outlook and could actually prompt and change the outlook currently, which looks or seems favorable.
Tepa Mungai, we thank you once again for your economic update for today.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. That's SABC Economics Editor Tepa Mungai.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the Africa Perspective.